It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were... You stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, October 15th, 2013. I'm Joel Dutch Van Wingerden, here with my co-host, Royce Lopez.
Hi, I am his co-host, Roy Lopez.
Roy Lopez.
Yeah, bro, I'm in witness protection. I even use a Breeves for my name.
That was quick.
Call me Roy Lopez.
My other co-host, Marie Sarkeesian.
Where?
And my other co-host slash producer guy, Mitch.
Hello.
Proud owner of GTA 5 now, thanks to a generous donation.
Really? You got that done?
Yeah, but yep. Myself and Marie just...
No, I mean...
Yeah, we just...
Oh, you just wanted to buy him a game.
Yeah.
So it's just a gift.
Yes.
Any particular occasion? You just were like, no, he needs a video game?
I just felt like if he were to kill people online, he's not going to kill them in real life.
Right.
So, I mean, I
there's a slight chance that might work like that.
I feel like you were being lonely and you wanted to play the game with a buddy and nobody else had it. And you were
actually, I've been playing, as a matter of fact, well, with fun GTA, so we'll tell it later. But we've been doing a lot of fun stuff on
yeah,
on GTA.
I know. You wake me up at 2 in the morning yelling downstairs.
Hey, guess what I did, Marie?
What'd you do?
Anyways, the number is 954-573-2780. Or go to morelikeradio.com. Hit the live link at the top of the page. And you can join in the chat room and see your pretty faces in the videos and all kinds of fun like that.
Yeah, bitch.
So this is usually where you interject with something.
So yeah, we're playing GTA 5 yesterday. And there's a picture of it. Mitch, can you pull it from my Facebook?
Yeah, I'll find it.
I want to explain what happened.
Mitch's girlfriend is also having sleeping problems because of you guys.
Oh, really? Is she?
Here's what happens.
Sherry, is Sherry there? Sherry, get on the mic, Sherry.
Last night we were playing around midnight. Mitch jumps on, and I'm playing with Mitch, and then Greenway jumps on, formerly of the Hooter and Greenway fame. And we're playing. And, of course, I'm playing GTA 5 with probably the two driest people on the planet, being Mitch and Greenway. So I get, you know, Mitch's typical dry humor, followed by, hey, let's go shoot that guy.
Let's go shoot that guy in the head.
So let's go kill him. So we're playing.
By the way, has anybody he's Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. No, Greenway is Butthead.
So we're playing, and at midnight, we're doing some missions, and then we're at about 12:30. We're like, man, we're tired. Okay, we're gonna go. We have to go to bed. No problem. So we log off, and we're just driving around, putting our money away. Then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, let's just go kill that guy with the bounty really quick. And that deteriorated into, let's fling our stolen police car into a military base to try to steal an F-16.
Well, what happened was, like, you know, I had deposited my money, you know, to the bank, and I was going around fixing up my car and shit. And then I was just walking around in the street, and some guy runs out, takes my car, and drives off. I'm like, hey, some guy just stole my car. And then he turned around and ran me over.
Well,
so then I got mad.
Hold on. He said it more like the way in Goodfellas when they stole his truck. But yes, he did say that. Sorry.
What the fuck? This guy just took my truck.
This is like another guy in the game.
Randomly ran up, took my car, and then drove off. I'm like, oh, fuck, you took my car. So I got on my phone. There's like insurance and theft protection, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I was going to look it up. And while I was on my phone.
Well, they have insurance and theft. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they got deep with this fucking game, man.
Well, I mean, I can get back around to it. But yeah, I was on my phone looking for it. And then he just turns around and runs me over. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy just ran me over. What an asshole. So then I respawned, and he just kept trying to run me over. And I ended up shooting him in the face with my gun and got back in my car, and then I just went back to find Royce and Greenway, and they were chasing someone else. And it was the picture that's in the chat. It's a really fast white car. So we just jump in a cop car and just start chasing this guy around.
But
that doesn't explain the screaming.
Okay, because we're screaming. Because we're really excited.
I thought I was getting attacked in the middle of the night.
You got to understand. No. Flying around like 200 miles per hour, fucking flying off of things, getting shot. And, of course, you're like, ah, Jesus fucking Christ. Of course we're screaming at each other.
Yes, and that's what I hear.
So I get a text at 2:30 in the morning from Marie going, can you please keep it down? I can hear you screaming. I can't sleep.
I was too tired to get up and go downstairs, so I just texted him. I'm like, shut up.
Hold on a second. Okay, now Mitch and Royce, reenact what type of screaming so I can get.
I was like, okay, so we were talking.
Oh, fuck, there's a helicopter on us. I'll shoot him.
Okay,
shoot him.
Turn.
Get him. Dude, stop fucking turning. I'm trying to shoot the guy. I only have pistol ammo.
They shot the tire.
Dude, there's a fucking military base. Let's get a helicopter.
Hey, guys, look at that black guy. He's probably poor.
And that was pretty much the game. So, yeah.
So poor Sherry and Marie have to deal with this nonsense at what time in the morning?
2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Screaming. But it was fun.
Some people have jobs.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Screaming at each other. It was a lot of fun.
It's very funny.
So annoying.
Because, yeah, it was at 2 o'clock. I'm like, Mitch, didn't you say you had to go to bed like 2 hours ago? You're like, yeah.
Marie,
like,
were you mad?
I was a little mad.
Well, yeah, I meant to go to bed, but, you know.
Yeah, I've had those type of things where you just fall into a hole of whatever it is that you're doing and you don't realize how late it is.
I don't seem to have that problem.
Well, I do. So I'm commiserating with the fellas. I have that whenever I play Diablo or StarCraft. Or actually, this happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was like putting together a playlist for a gig that I was DJing. And I just stayed up really late, like, trying to find the right song. And you know what I mean? Like, because you have to shave off time and put in time for when your auto-blend thing kicks in. And sometimes it doesn't kick in at the right beat. So I was in the middle.
When it kicks in on our intros because you forget to shut it off. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know that. All about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was just trying to.
And I was just trying to be passive-aggressive.
Yes,
go
you
ahead.
Were. I know. It didn't happen this week, so shut up. It's only happened, like 18 times, so it's shut up. But yeah, I'll sit there and like, you know, try to figure out how the next song will blend into the other next one by having it, you know, do the whole DJ nonsense with the programs that I have. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm working and I have to work tomorrow. Like I'm doing work now, but yeah. Ugh.
But it's not even that I meant to stay up that late because I've actually been going to bed, but around the same time as Marie normally around midnight. But it was just one of those things where you lose track of time. Because you're like, okay, one more thing. Okay, just one more thing. Okay, just one more thing. And then before you know it, it's 2:30 in the morning. Your mouth is dry. You have to fucking take a shit because you haven't got up from the couch. And you're like, what the hell happened? You know? But it's a great game.
Watch me seg into something here. Sully Evil T in the chat room says, oh, by the way, guys, What Does a Fox Say was announced as the number one song in the world earlier today.
Yeah, it was. And actually,
you...
Mr. Jimmy Fallon.
Our good friend, Mr. Jimmy Fallon.
We're besties.
He hasn't had us on yet, but we're getting there.
Jay Fal.
Yes.
He doesn't want to show favoritism.
No, he doesn't.
I call him Falk.
And I get it. You know, I mean, I get it. He's like, he doesn't want people
to be
like.
He doesn't have time. I mean, he used to come on all the time.
Celebrities get, you know, insulted if they're ignored, and you know we understand how it is, so
he's
we haven't
fine.
Been
I mean,
on.
He's dealing with Bruce Springsteen and you know one of the Beatles. So
first off, Marie, if we're gonna look, I know you're trying to bring it down for the layman's, but they're called celebs. You don't have to say the rest of the word because then we sound like a bunch of noobs. We sound like a bunch of tryhards, and we don't want to be a bunch of tryhards.
You're right. I don't want to be sounding like a tryhard. But right. Our friend Jimmy Fallon, yes. Very famous, yes. Had the number one song.
Uh huh.
Aired live.
Uh-huh. And
live performance, or did Ellen get that?
No, this is the first full live performance.
Full, because the one that Ellen had, Ellen actually sang with them, and they only did the first verse. So okay. I don't think that counts.
Our next guests have the biggest viral video in the world right now with the Fox
We are thrilled to have them here tonight to perform it live for the first time on late night TV. Please welcome Ilvis!
The camera's backstage, by the way.
Yeah.
He's holding a bowl of what looks like porridge.
It's fantastic.
What are they doing?
I like the gay duck dancing. Now he's in Fox outfit.
He's doing the smacking move.
Yep.
I love how they got the old guy and everything. Of course, the Roots are the ones playing the music. How much does that rule? It's the fucking Roots.
Yep.
I can't believe how well this came out doing a live performance.
Because you know they're doing it live, because every once in a while, they're hitting like an off note.
You hear the mic picking it up, yeah. Here comes the guy in a horse costume.
How much of practicing do you think they did with this? What does the fuck say? There's Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, got Jimmy up there.
Because Jimmy Fallon has to insert himself into everything.
Exactly. That's what makes it awesome. He's smart by doing that. Now they're just sitting there with cameras or flashlights.
Oh, no,
but
wait till you hear who does the fox singing.
Guess who does the fox singing?
You don't like Jimmy?
It's not Jimmy Fallon.
It's not Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Miley Cyrus, I hope.
It's not Miley. It's no one that famous.
Tommy Wiseau.
That would be awesome. This is so ridiculous. If you didn't know anything about the video, you just tuned in and you just saw this, you're like, what the fuck is Jimmy doing?
Yeah,
Quest is the fox.
Of course it's Quest.
There's fox ears on him.
Can you imagine if like some older couple just enjoys watching Jimmy Fallon in their evening time and they're just like, what? What has the world become?
Keep in mind, this is replacing Jay Leno. I want everyone to keep...
I love it, because they're going to tap into a younger audience.
No, and that's... And I'm very happy about it as well. But I liked it. Very funny.
Very
like
good.
I said,
do you think that they knew that it would be this massive?
Well, here's the thing, Marie. I think they did, because they put a lot of money into that music video.
I know, that's the thing. Like, I think they were very confident in this video. They had to have been.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the reason why it went so big, was because of the amount of money and the confidence that they had doing it.
So are you saying that if you have money and confidence, you can make anything go viral?
Yes.
If you have money, you can make anything good.
Yeah. Period. Things that are viral are either really, really professional or really, really terrible. Nothing in the middle. You know what I mean?
Like Rebecca Black. She put
really good.
And she went viral.
Right.
Wait, what's that video of that kid with the whole...
Hold on.
I have it. I just don't forget what it's labeled as. Fuck.
Does it make sense?
Ever had a dream... Oh, that's what it was. Dream.
Wish that you could dream that.
Right.
Have you ever had a dream?
If you had this, Marie, anything will happen.
These are words to live by. You want him to do you so much. You could do anything.
That may be the best bomb clip. By the way, I'm going to make an announcement. That may be the best bomb clip, not of just internet radio, of radio of all time.
Oh, yeah. We were using that. We were using that for a while when that first came out. We were using that as a botch clip. Whenever we stumbled over words, Royce or me would always hit that button.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dream?
Yes.
That you had.
Well, you know why it's great? It's 22 seconds long.
I know. It's too
it just stops
you,
everything.
It's so long.
You want him to do you so much you could do anything?
It just it gets under your skin. I mean, and it crawls into
because it really lets you know, hey, you fucked up and this is how bad.
There is the second best bomb clip of all time. It's a little longer,
but I just received new orders.
Oh no. This isn't a bomb clip. This is I need to
war is canceled.
Didn't you used to play this to try and get us back on track?
Yes.
That's what it was. Whenever we went on a tangent, you were like, fuck, I need to get the show back on track. You would hit that.
This is motivational.
If
this
guile doesn't motivate you, bro, nothing will.
But
we can all so long. I get so uncomfortable when you hit this too because it's so long.
Freedom and justice.
This is a button for you guys before I even joined.
So I'm gonna bring us back to the Fox. Sure. They were also on Ellen.
Yes,
but they only did one verse. It wasn't.
And Ellen sang with them, and she didn't have the rhythm right, and it sounded awful. This sounds good.
Hati.
By the way, have you heard it? Do the listeners hate this?
Oh, no, I don't care if the listeners hate
it. I hope so.
Oh, like, man, people are like so mad at us the first week we brought this up because we don't stop.
I know at least one listener truly hates us when it's on.
And like everything else that we do, we don't care. We do what we want and fucking live with you guys.
I kind of like the fact that they hate it. I don't know why.
We only do things that bring out emotion. Whether it's joy or hatred, it
mostly
doesn't matter.
I tell you
when
what?
It's boredom, that's when we stop.
I don't
want
things into the ground.
That you had.
Why?
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
That's so
and
awesome.
The intense hatred just filled me right now.
Oh, you hate that one?
Well, it's not so much that I hate the clip. I hate Royce for playing it a third time. What I'm saying is that we will do anything if it brings out a
anything?
Strong emotion.
Have you ever had a dream?
Okay, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna
do it. Hands up, not me.
That was me. I'm sorry, I didn't play the whole thing.
Hands up. I did not touch anything that time.
Yeah, we know.
But who doesn't love little kids?
He kicked him in the penis.
I love to kick him in the penis.
I say that every day I come home.
Yeah,
you know why I say that? Why I say that every day when I go home? Because our neighborhood has a sign out front that says Grand Pines.
Don't kick penises. Wait,
what? Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
Our neighborhood says Grand Pines.
Right.
Somebody started to switch letters around.
Oh, no.
Say Grand Penis.
That rules.
Which, fantastic.
It's not Grand Penis, but they took out a couple of
letters.
They
were trying to.
You could tell they were trying to.
To make a penis. I'm assuming it's the same kids that make the two electronic reindeer hump at Christmas time.
Yes.
Yeah. Because these kids are awesome. I love them. I would love to meet them. Because they run every year around Christmas time in front of the clubhouse, they put those two electronic reindeer that, you know, their heads move. Well, they make them look like they're humping all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
And then these same kids are still trying to do the grand penis thing, which is fantastic. Just a fantastic thing.
So, I actually posted in the chat room. They went from grand, G-R-A-N-D-E, pines. They took out both E's. So they took out the extra E in grand.
Yeah.
And Royce just got, when he saw that for the first time, he got so mad. He's like, just finish it up. Just put penis. There's enough vowels.
I said
just
there
do
is.
It.
No, because there's an E after the D. It's grandy. Like it's old. It's like the old fashioned way to spell grand.
Right.
So there's an extra
All
E.
All you needed to do was switch the E and the I, and you got grand penis. So that's all you got to do. I don't know.
He kicked him in the penis.
Yeah. Okay. he did kick him in the penis, and that is factual. But I think at this point, the listeners know that we're filling time, and I know we have a lot of prep.
We're filling anything.
So why don't we move forward and let's stop being babies?
Hey, it wasn't me. Hands up.
No, he's not saying anything. He's putting his finger over his face. He's all proud, like, it wasn't me, but it was me.
You could do you so much, you could do anything.
Okay, Marie, you mentioned earlier, and I cut you off, but, like, the other song that we had.
What other song?
Roll Royce, you had it.
Rebecca Black?
Oh. No, not that one. No. That's for a second. We have a good We Are Better Than Music for you guys.
Okay. There is this band. What they do is they take modern songs and they do vintage covers. I'll play this one first.
Like 1920s type stuff.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. Walking through the club like what up, I'm such a big shot. I'm so pumped about the flag.
I feel like I should walk into a saloon and order a sarsaparilla.
Right? Yeah.
You buy like a whole lot of beers and drinks and just throw one coin down. And for some reason, everybody knows, okay, that coin pays for everything.
I'll take milk in a dirty glass.
Bag it. Popping it, watching about to go and get some compliments. Passing up a moccasin, someone else they're walking it. Me and grungy effing man, I'm done flossing and saving my money. And hella happy, that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style.
And by the way, that girl's cute. The one singing, she is cute.
Oh, you have a video? I'm not looking at it.
Yeah. Look at the Google thing.
She's old-timey cute. She's not like, I want to fuck the crap out of her. She's like,
I mean, she's no Miley Cyrus, but
she should be painted on the side of a B-52 bomber.
She's probably, dude, you remember Carmen?
Yeah.
I think, is that the Carmen girl?
No, it's not.
Okay, because that's kind of how they got famous, was doing videos exactly like this.
Oh, people like it in the chat. Let's play it all the way through.
Play another one.
No. Yeah, what was the Carly Rae Jepsen one that Dennis sent us? By the way, thank you to our amazing, ridiculously awesome Russian web guy.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave the Carly Rae Jepsen one. I'll play that one last. I have one more that they did. They're going to do something. They're going to make you like Nickelback. How about that?
No way.
This is called a Motown tribute to Nickelback.
Hold on, pause. Pause. Go back.
Oh, you want to read what it says?
I really want to read what that says.
Over 55,000 people have signed a petition to replace Nickelback as a halftime show entertainment for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day game. As of Thanksgiving morning, the band is still slated to perform.
Wait, Nickelback is performing?
This was last year, and they did.
Oh.
And people wanted them to not be the act.
Well, right. Yes. It says, we've decided to create an alternative that is bound to make both sides happy.
Okay, here we go.
And a Motown tribute to Nickelback.
Okay, so it's the same people.
Yeah.
At least the piano player and the drummer are the same guys.
Yeah.
Never made it as a wise man. Could have turned it as a poor man stealing.
Look how happy the tambourine guy is.
Hey, he loves it. Looks like he loves other things, too.
It's like correcting a wrong.
Penis.
Yeah.
Get it? Because he's gay.
I got it.
Is this like doing good karma points by redoing a terrible song and making it better? Why does Brent in the chat room?
What's better, Nickelback or Congress?
Apparently, Nickelback slightly beats out Congress by a whopping 7%.
Very funny.
I wonder what the other, like, that doesn't make up a full 100%. I wonder what the other ones voted for.
All right, you got any more?
Yeah, next,
love
next.
This group, by the way. You played me a few of the clips before the show, and I was just like, I'm all on board.
Don't have the video queued up, but I can do the audio.
I wonder if she's ever going to come out with her own line of Epsom salts.
You get
salts.
It. You know what they look like.
Carly Rae Epsom salt.
Jesus.
I really think they're tickling the ivory here.
A little piano work on it.
know if she can handle how low this song is. Where you think you're going, baby?
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. One more. I'll play one more, and then we'll.
Hold on, keep going.
Here we go. I'm playing one more.
I like that one.
Okay, but legend. Let's play a few.
It kicks in. A nice swing to it. Now, how big is this band? Because they've had women and men.
This is my thought. I think it might be like a college like vocal group.
Right.
And they, yeah. You know what I mean? Like one of those like big groups or whatever. And they're like, hey, let's just do some of these videos.
Like Glee?
Could be a Glee group, yeah.
But it's pretty cool, right? I mean, I really liked
it. I love it.
Hey, remember when Dutch was in Glee?
I was in Glee.
One last one. Okay, this is the real last one, for real. Because this is the first one I played for you, Dutch.
I won't believe you unless you say for real Z's.
For real Z's.
Oh, what a shame that you came here.
Oh, yeah, I like this one, too.
So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young.
This piano player is what makes it.
Yep.
He does that old saloony type of like shaky wrist type piano playing.
Yep.
Let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die young, heart out of mind.
Hey, remember when they wouldn't let us catch us on the radio because of that school shooting? Fun times.
By the way, segue. I'll play this in the background. We can play this a little bit. Boy, segue. I'm disappointed. I was in Connecticut this last weekend, and I didn't make one Sandy Hook joke until the point that we were driving back into New York. I said, God damn it, I didn't make one Sandy Hook joke. She goes, do you want me to turn around?
I did ask him that, because it's very important.
Do you want me
thing.
To turn around?
Do you want to vent about Connecticut now, Marie? Because I think
could
now's a good time.
Could we please?
All right, hold on. Back up. Why were you guys in Connecticut?
We were in Connecticut because I had to go to my cousin's wedding because I was a bridesmaid.
This weekend?
It was over the weekend, yes.
How was the wedding?
It was lovely.
It was nice. It was
How
really
was the
nice
DJ? Wedding.
It was...
The DJ was not good.
I don't have a lot to live up to then.
We kept saying how we know you're going to be better than him.
Yay!
Yes!
Terrible timing.
No, it's not because you're great. It's because he was really bad.
Okay, you know what? I was so happy for a second.
I have to say, before I move on, Royce called it because he was whispering to me. He's like, obviously, every old person is going to come up to you later saying how good the DJ was, and all right. The young people hate him.
That's the thing, is the majority of DJs, they go with the older crowd.
Yup.
Not me, Royce, my friend. By the Royce, way, tell your grandparents to leave early because it's about to get dirty.
Good.
We want to lose everybody except the MLR people, buddy.
Oh, dude, challenge accepted. I will totally do that. I'm going to be playing like unedited wobble. Or no, I'm going to be playing unedited, whatever that one fuck song is, where like the radio version is so not like the real version.
Do you understand what it is? All these attention whores are going to be in one place at the same time.
Oh, my God. You have this many radio egos in the same room?
I know. But anyway, yeah, we were up in Connecticut for the wedding, like as Marie said. And a couple of things happened. I guess, okay, let me start with the first fun thing. I got into a screaming match.
He did.
Oh, no.
With a 65-year-old security guard.
Ish.
Why?
Can I tell my story? Because let me get through it. Before you judge me, because people are going to judge me. Because
people will judge
even Marie, and to be fair, I'm an ass. Even Marie was judging me first. So like, until I explained what happened, and then she was like, I didn't hear that. Okay. So...
I didn't believe him.
Okay, we're in Greenwich, Connecticut. We get hungry. We're gonna go eat. So we're driving around. We find this little town. We go to park, and there's a little shopping center that has like a Crumb's Bakery. So we park, and it says, you know, parking for customers only, tollway zone. And I think, oh, we are customers. We're gonna eat at these little shops. So we walk a couple stores down. We go eat at this little restaurant.
It's up the hill around the corner. We sit down and have a nice meal. It's probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes later. Right. We walk back, go into the Crumbs Bakery that we parked next to because we wanted to buy a crumb nut. Their take on
the crumb nut.
But first, we wanted to eat lunch. So we go eat lunch. We go into their bakery. We come out.
Bust a nut. Bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut.
We walk out. And as we're walking, this old man is leaning on his security van.
On a
Silverado. So he's leaning on it. And then he goes, I was on the phone, by the way, at the time with my dad. I was talking about, I forget what. And
the guy
starts talking to me and in the middle of me talking. And I put my phone there. I go, Dad, hold on. I go, yes. He goes, you know, I gave you a break. I give you a break because of blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you went over there. And I go, excuse me? I'm sorry. I go, because I really didn't know what he meant. I'm like, break? I go, excuse me? He goes, oh, you know, this parking's for blah, blah, for this shop. And you read the sign and you walked by. I go, yes, sir. But we did eat at the Crumbs Bakery. You just saw me. I walked out with this box. And he goes, yeah, but where were you before? I go, what does it matter? Where I was before. And then, because this happened.
Okay, so he got bitter at you because he thought you were parking in a spot not designated to the store that you walked into.
Right. And I did go to the store, but we just went a couple doors down to eat first. Anyway, the point is, I don't even know why I was entertaining him because it didn't compute. It happened so fast. And I was on the phone.
Which is why I kept walking towards the car.
I was on the phone. And by the way, I wasn't being rude. I was just like, because someone
you were just kind of, you were more in the mindset of like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So,
right.
By the way, my dad's on the phone this whole time. I put the phone and then I go, Dad, hold on a second. After I put my phone down to my side and I go, who are you? I go, are you?
Do you own the store?
No, I go, are you a cop? Because he said gave you a break. So normally when someone says gave you a break, it's a cop or meter maid. So I go, are you a cop? By the way, I haven't been rude at this point.
You're more confused as to like, why gave you a break?
So then,
what?
And then I said, after he said the parking is blah, 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 I go, sir, I'm very sorry. I'm from Florida. And
you read the sign.
Yeah.
I saw you look at the
sign. He said it like that.
And you just walked away.
And then I said to him, sir, I'm sorry, I'm from Florida. I'm not from around here. You know, don't worry about it. You know, it won't happen. He goes, I don't give a fuck where you're from.
Oh, we said that.
Uh-huh.
Once an old guy drops the fuck word at you, then it's old like, man. All right.
Okay, let's just keep in mind for people that don't know what 65. Greenwich, Connecticut is. It's like the richest part. Yeah. It's like hedge fund.
It's sweaters around the neck. Fucking boat shoes everywhere.
Right.
Yes.
So anyway, we're
so Royce tries to get to the car him what he yells
hold
at
on,
you.
Hold on, let me explain. So then I go. So then
he yells
I go to
this.
After he said, you know, I don't give a fuck where you're from. That's when I got mad. Then, because at this point I'm trying to be courteous.
And then when someone curses at you, you're like,
right. So
okay.
Then I go, are you a cop? He goes, I'm not a cop. And I go, then fuck you. I turn around and then I put my phone back to my ear and I go, sorry, Dad, this asshole here. And then the guy goes, fuck you. You fuck with your small dick. I swear to God.
This is where I was lost.
Fucking with his small, dick.
Me trying to walk in and just trying to get into my car thought, did you whisper something to him about a dick? Why would this old man bring penis into this conversation?
Because that's what happens when you get told off. You have to go after a guy's dick or his sexuality or something.
Old man in rich country. Why would he just
penis? So here's what I do. So I at that point, I turn around and I said, I swear to God, I scream this. I go, did you just say you want to see my dick, bro? I swear, just like that. Ask Marie, did I not say it exactly like that? I go, and he goes, yeah. And then he put his hand in his pocket. Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of it. I go, you want to take a picture of my dick, dude?
Jesus Christ.
I'm screaming this, and there's fucking everyone's around.
And mind you, we can't say this enough. You're in Connecticut in like an uptight area.
It's Connecticut.
and some Cuban asshole from Florida.
Okay, so hold on. So he says this.
I love you. You're such a redneck. I love it.
I turn around and I walk away from the car. At that point, I get in the car. I sit down. We get in the parking lot. Marie drives around. When we drive around, the guy standing there, the security guard guy standing there, and he's talking to
old dick want to see your dick guy.
Just a woman. He's talking to
some woman and a guy holding a baby.
Wait, hold on, hold on. The old guy is a security guard?
Yeah, the old guy that I said, he's a security guard.
I thought it was just a random dude walking to the car. Okay, never mind.
So anyway, sorry. So I go to him. So anyway, then he's talking to like a guy holding a baby and a woman on a bike, and he's speaking to her. So we pull up next to him, and I lower the window.
And you told Marie, slow down. Now, Marie, you were...
No, I was trying to get the fuck out of the parking lot.
But she couldn't,
and
there
I
was
had
a car
to stop and wait for traffic.
Oh,
to
no.
Right in front of where
so
he
it had to be the worst thing for you. You're probably going, Royce, don't lower the window.
So and then, hold on, I lower the window. I lower the window, and remember, keep in mind. Let me set the theater here for you guys. He's standing there talking to a father holding about a two-three-year-old baby over his shoulder, and a woman on her big like beach cruiser bike talking to them. I lower the window and I go, "Excuse me, ma'am, sir. That gentleman's a registered sex offender. Be careful with your kids."
And I still couldn't turn right, and I had to wait as he's yelling sex offender. And then finally I can turn and I can leave that godforsaken park. I get stuck in her mind. I'm like, he's going to walk over. He's going to walk
over. Oh, that's funny, man.
Luckily he did. Let me just like put this back into perspective one more time. Greenwich, Connecticut, the average family income is $167,000, and the median home price is almost $2 million.
Oh, my God.
It is a very rich community.
That man is a registered sex. I'm proud of you, man. That is awesome.
I'm not done. Oh, you thought I was done?
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Strap in.
Drive. Marie's like, put the navigation on back to the hotel. I go, hold on a second. She goes, what are you doing? I go, hold on. Crumbs. And then near me, I find the phone number to the bakery, the one where the parking lot was. I go, can I speak to the manager? The manager comes on, some stoner dude. Hey, my name's Jason. And I'm like, hey, Jason, who's the security guard standing outside there, like with the cars?
Oh my God, and
he goes,
you're
I was just
mind.
In there. I go, I was just in there. I bought a cronut.
He called the company.
I was just in there. I bought a cronut. Hold
on. By the way, time out. Hold on. Hey, pause the story. This is Roy Sr. coming out right now.
Yeah, I know. So I was just in there. I bought a cronut, and I just he goes, yeah, I know. You guys were just in here because he remembered because there was no one else in there. So I go, who's that guy? He goes, he's security guard. I go, who's his boss? And he goes, it's the landlady here. I go, well, I'm just letting you know because, you know, you, this is your business and you're the manager there. This guy, I'm walking by, and you saw that I was in there and I bought something. He started yelling, and then, of course, I embellished it. I said he started yelling that he wanted to see my dick and – how big was my penis? And
you kind of got fired, by the way.
And then I go, can I get the number to
he
the
was
land?
Trying to.
I go, can I get the number to the landlady? He goes, no, I can't give that number out. I'm like, all right, whatever. So anyway, then that's end of story there. That's where the story ended.
Oh my God, that is such a Roy scene. Your dad, like, this is so, because not only after the fact, like, you embarrassed in front of people, but you had to go out of your way to now fuck with this guy's life even more. Like,
well, yeah,
you,
he's gonna. This poor guy, he's 60 years old. He's gonna go have to find a new $80,000 a year job. He's gonna be living in the slums.
This is the reason why I have that part in the intro.
Hold on. To be fair, he did leave a flyer on our car explaining the policies of that parking lot.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The guy's a cocksucker. But like I was saying, that's the reason why I have that part in the intro of this very show that you're on right now. And the fact that I don't want to not be friends with you because you will go out of your way to call, like, you know, my creditors, my landlord, tell them that I'm a sex offender.
You're right. But here's the thing. It's not that. It's that in this situation, honestly, and this, what I
feel like I'm being held captive.
You're right. I told you this is 100% true. How I said it's exactly how it happened. I didn't come after the guy. I was confused. I will admit to that because I was on the phone and having a completely different conversation.
No. You make 100%. Here's the thing. you were justified in your initial reaction. It's the follow-up is what I'm getting scared about.
I was really upset.
I know you were. But could you leave it after? Dude, after you... Okay, I would have left it after screaming at the guy. And then just, you want to see my dick, dude? What's wrong with you? That would have been enough embarrassment with a lot of people seeing it. But no, the second time around, you had to, in front of a family, say, by the way, ma'am and sir, this guy's a sex offender.
And registered.
But then you went the third step. That's the problem. That's where it crosses over from funny anger into insanity, is to try and get him fired. Like, come on, man.
I want him to be fired. I do want him to be.
I know, but like, why do you have to go that far? You won in two areas.
I want to win in all of them.
Why do you? Okay, so it's not just that you don't want to beat a team by a touchdown and a half. You want to have a 51-3 score.
Dutch, I want it to look like I was playing Madden against a 4-year-old. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I want. And not only that, I'm using the Denver Broncos and he's using the Jaguars. Okay? So that's what I want.
They didn't even cover the spread this weekend.
I want to kill him.
The thing is, though, Marie, am I right? Like, is this how his fighting tactic every time? It's not that I want to win. I want to bury you. I want you to never recover from this.
I will go one step further to also mention the fact that he then therefore got upset at me that I was not backing him.
In the burying process? You're insane, Royce!
He then said, why don't you have my back? I'm like, because you're yelling penis and calling you and I just wanted to leave the parking lot.
Okay, that alone would be like a fun ha-ha laugh track on the back. Like, my God, you said he wanted to touch your dick. But the fact that you pulled up next to a couple and said that he was a sex offender and then called up and tried to get his landlord's number? Like, dude, come on. Even you, rational thinking now, have to think that's a little insane.
I think he's insane.
Dude. Come on, you have to see that's crazy person thing.
You're a crazy person. I am a man.
Dude, it's fine.
And I have pride, and I will stand up for what is right.
And my penis is average size.
Exactly.
I will have nobody tell me different.
It's just the fact that, like, it's not that you don't have to win. You have to win in a massive quantity.
Scrambler in the chat said it perfectly. It's the old Billy Madison defense. No, I won't have sex with you.
Yeah, well, because, look, this guy, right. Next time he's going to be – because what happens is this guy's probably used to bullying tourists that go there all the time. And the truth
so
is –
So you're like, now I'm going to be – not only am I going to bully you, I'm going to crazy wife you.
You know what he was like? Have you ever seen the movie Waiting? Like the movie about the
– right.
The landlady has a deal with like the tow truck company where it's like, I'll give you $50 every car you get me. So I think that's what's going on there. And that guy probably fucks people over all the time. Look, this might be a lie, but in my mind, I was a hero and I saved people.
No. This is all that's just it. That's where your brain goes. Is that like a guy fuck with you? So you automatically assume that he had like, you know, this whole, like, conspiracy with everybody that parks anywhere near there. So you felt like it was your civic duty to ruin the person's life. He probably got fired, by the way.
You say duty, I know. You say civic duty, that's fine. I say hero.
Cornex says, this is why I fear and respect Royce.
I say this. Me, this is what I heard in my head when he was trying to fight me.
Mitch now posted the website to Yelp for crumbs in Greenwich.
No, why would you do
so
Mitch?
That Royce can leave a Yelp review saying that.
Royce, now our dumb listeners are going to get involved. Why would you do that?
Oh, no. It's not Crumbs Bakery's fault. They had a perfectly delicious crumb nut.
What time do they close?
Hold on. What bakery store needs a security guard, by the way?
What?
What time do they close?
No. Dutch.
I'm looking it up.
What time do they close?
Dutch what?
Mitch, what
Can
time
I...
do they close? Go ahead. Sorry.
What bakery needs a security guard?
No. It's the parking lot.
Oh.
The parking lot was shared among several offices.
Don't worry, citizens. You'll park wherever you want when Royce is around.
Oh, my God. Royce.
That's right, citizens of Greenwich, Connecticut.
Turn it down. It's very loud.
Just stop.
So loud.
So loud.
Sorry.
Just stop.
That's what I hear in my head all the time.
It's just, it's, and I love it, but in the same sense, I'm like, you people are, you when I say you people, I mean Cubans. Like, you guys are out of your minds with it, with
Mid-time
this.
Time that they close.
With this vindictive
I'm
shit.
It's not showing.
Because that's, I think that's a perfect word for it. It's vindictive. It's not just aggressive, I got my way, I'm done, I cooled off. It's vindictive.
Vindictive. I'm what I'm doing
yeah,
is I'm
you, what you did was the perfect definition of it, Royce. What can your we, dad does is the perfect definition of it.
We had so many more stories.
I'm the Dark Knight.
No, I'm sorry. I had to park on that for a second just so the audience gets to know.
At 8 o'clock.
The other half of this show.
All right, we can leave them a voicemail, I guess.
No, we're not leaving them a voicemail. You already called them once.
Fine. All right, fine. I'll stop. Fine. More Connecticut
stories. It's just you realize that he's fired now because of you.
No, he's probably not. He's probably not.
Is that how you tell yourself?
No, because no, Royce couldn't get past the guy that answered the phone.
I couldn't get the landlady's number.
So I'm sure his message went nowhere.
No, but you understand that, like, if everybody works in this area, it all gets back to the boss in one way or another.
Well, yeah, fine.
One little rumor will get people fired. Do you realize, especially in a corporate environment like that, he's so fired.
Yeah, but he's an asshole, so fuck him.
Either the phone calls or the four emails I sent, one of them.
You say
so
emails?
Anyways, well, tell Royce isn't true. Fighting anybody.
Five emails.
Oh, my God.
Every other meal that we had that entire trip,
oh, so pretentious.
We ate in silence.
Pretentious.
And I'll tell you why we ate in silence.
Because Connecticut
because the
fucking...
Because the moment we sat down and we heard the conversations being said around us, we're like, if we open our mouths...
Hold on. Could you two? Okay, now let's just pretend that like you guys aren't you two, and you guys were to sit next to a couple. Could you guys reenact a couple that was sitting next to you guys in a conversation?
Sure. Okay. Sure. I can do that. Okay. So keep in mind we're sitting down. So we hear behind us. Here we'll do this.
Hold on, real quick. Set the scene. Like what kind of a restaurant?
Okay.
It was which one? Okay. Let's do the organic restaurant first.
We're in Connecticut.
Okay.
First of all,
strike one right there. Organic restaurant in Connecticut.
Yeah. No choice. No. You don't understand. The town we were in. That's everything that was there.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. So couple sitting next to you and go.
We avoided the communal table. And
yeah, it was one of those restaurants at a communal table.
Oh, like last New Girl episode.
Yes.
Nice.
We avoided the communal table and sat across from a couple who had a conversation about tofu.
Yeah, it was like this. So there was a... All I'm saying is that you don't. Why do people need meat? Because tofu, you can make it taste like anything. It just seems useless at this point.
What do you mean? What kind of flavors are you?
It's just like, why do you need chicken? I mean, it's like, you get tofu, you put some salt on it. It's like murder for like no reason. So that was one of the conversations behind us. The other one next to us was, remember the women's rights one, the Africa one?
This is a different restaurant.
Okay, but fine. But listen to this.
No, because I want to stick on this restaurant Royce tried to order a Diet Coke.
Okay, so I go, can I have... The lady walks by and she's like, can I have a... the lady walks by and she's like, so what do you want to drink? I'm like, I'll have a Diet Coke. We don't have soda here. We have lemonade. And I was like, all right, I'll have lemonade.
We have lemonade,
iced tea. You don't have soda here?
Spiced hot cider.
Yeah, I'm like, where are we? North Korea?
So he orders a lemonade, which is essentially lemon
okay,
juice
yeah.
squeezed
so
into
get,
a
hold
glass
on, hold
of water.
On. I get a lemonade. No, let me tell the story the right way. I go, I'll get a lemonade. When she leaves, I'm like, I really don't want a lemonade. It's probably going to have a lot of sugar because I've been dieting. Then when I get the lemonade, I take
one
sip.
You're looking sexy, by the friend.
I take one sip and I'm like, Marie. I don't have to worry about sugar. It's just lemon water. Because everything's organic.
And I was excited because I saw that they had hot apple cider, which was one of my requirements for going up to the Northeast in fall time. And so I ordered the spiced cider. It comes in a soup bowl.
It didn't even come in a glass.
There was no handle.
That is so pretentious.
You're drinking your cider like an Asian.
And they didn't have a cinnamon stick in it like you would expect. They had a lemon wedge and an anise flour. Floating
but
in
you
it.
Know why they use a soup bowl? Because they were out of Ugg boots that they usually serve it in.
Oh, yes.
So sitting there, this organic fucking shit fuck place. And so then we
try to order sandwiches.
Hold on. So So we order sandwiches.
So guess how our sandwiches look.
I order an open-faced turkey club with avocado. It was basically one slice of bread with two things of turkey and a little avocado. And I'm like,
cut into triangles.
It was
and
laughable.
Placed on top.
$12.
But it's okay because they bake their own bread and it's natural.
Oh yeah, good. They shove it.
You're in Connecticut. What do you expect?
But it was. It was a Panera with an attitude.
No, Panera rules. Do not give them any bad name. I love Panera.
So hold on. So then we go to before that we were eating breakfast at another little town. We're sitting outside.
We went to Tarrytown for breakfast.
Tarrytown.
That's in New York.
Yeah, which is the same thing. Although another little town in Connecticut. So we're eating there, and there's a group of just super just educated liberals behind us.
I got a skull.
Yeah. The lady there was talking about how when she was in Africa, just flaunting in her face as she went to Africa, every morning she had to check for scorpions.
I go to school.
And then the other girl goes, I know, and that's like why I would never go to Australia. I'm afraid everything's going to kill me. Because apparently this lady doesn't understand, or this girl doesn't understand that Sydney has, like, I don't know, the world's most famous opera house. It's not all Crocodile Dundee, you stupid cunts.
Well, I mean, in her defense, everything that can kill you comes from Australia.
Yes, it does. But Sydney, Australia does not have a population that's dying at an alarming rate every day.
No, they are.
No, it's not. Wait. We have a caller.
Oh, hi, caller.
What's up?
Hello, it's Sully.
Hey, hi, Sully. What's up, buddy? What do you got?
Welcome to my world.
Connecticut fucking blows, my friend. I don't know how you do it, sir. It is terrible.
You live in Connecticut?
I do.
Oh, God, what part?
Where Royce and Marie were, you got to remember, that is the most stuck-up area of Connecticut.
It is. I mean,
okay, everything is worse than Times Square. That's how stuck up
they are. You have to understand, some of those mansions there, their doghouses were bigger than my home. It was insanity.
What part of Connecticut are you from, Sol?
I'm in Bristol, where the difference in time is about 45 minutes to an hour from where Royce and Marie were.
Okay, because my girlfriend, she grew up in Hartford. Is that anywhere close?
15 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Now, say this, pretty, very beautiful.
I think it was Hartford.
We took a scenic highway, Merritt Highway, I think it was, and it was beautiful.
Oh, you took the parkway? What's wrong with you?
No.
It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. We had nowhere to go. We had
nowhere to go. Maddie got at you.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah, that's understandable, but the Merritt Parkway is the absolute worst parkway to ever travel on.
I will agree because fucking they don't understand how to do a gas station on the side, so the traffic comes to a complete stop. Do I get off here? Do I put gas here? Oh my God, now? And it's like.
And a lot of those gas stations, they've been renovating.
Yeah, renovating.
So some of them aren't even open.
Yeah, so I don't understand what it is, but we literally saw people doing, like, you know when they make fun of preppies? Like, you know when they made fun of, like, the way Carlton dressed in Fresh Prince? That's how they dress.
Oh, no, really?
Sweaters around their neck and boat shoes.
God.
I saw one guy that had a collared shirt, and he had a fleeced vest over it. Who wears vests?
That's really obnoxious. Yeah, because what's the point of a vest?
To keep your
chest
warm?
I don't know.
But your arm's cool?
That is really ridiculous.
I don't have it. So it was, I don't know, man. It was weird. I hated everybody around it. Like Marie said.
When we were eating lunch before we got chastised by the security guard, we went to a really cute little gastropub. And after we sat down, a father, a mother, and their 15-year-old girl comes and sits down next to us, all of them just as preppy as you can be, just like right out of an Eddie Bauer catalog. And the dad whips out a USA Today newspaper and hands a section to his wife and hands a section to his daughter. And
like
they just
clockwork.
Read the newspaper in silence.
Oh,
it was the weirdest. I don't know.
I hope the next part of the story is that, like, you know, a firebombing from Alkar Zahari happened there.
No, not only that. Marie was convinced that the waiter didn't want to serve us and was being mean to us because we didn't look like we fit in.
I was
like,
we're
not
rich
enough. No, you guys are southern as fuck. There's no way you guys fit in there.
I was like, they can tell of our tans.
They know that we're Florence. Right.
I'm like, because I was waiting for my coffee. I'm like, he's just not coming around.
Hold on a second. Yeah, Sully, like, what are the good parts of Connecticut? I mean, you obviously live there. There has to be something redeeming.
New Hampshire.
Oh, man. If anything's redeeming, maybe Danbury. because it's the closest to New York that you're going to get. And they welcome everybody with open arms.
Let's not fucking pretend like New York is fantastic either. It's a fucking other shit.
It is what it is.
Listen, as someone who grew up in New York, I would rather go back to New York than live
then
in
why are you
state.
Living in Connecticut?
Because at the time when I moved up here, I couldn't afford to stay on my own. So obviously I had to go with my parents because they sold the house. Now that I'm on my own, I could give two shits about this goddamn state.
Well, then move out.
It's horrible. Working on it.
Okay.
We are working on it.
All right, Sully.
From MLR, I've got a lot of stuff going
on. Sully, we've got
a
break to come up here. Plug yourself real quick, Sully.
All right. Sully Show Sundays, noon to 2. Tune in. I have no idea what the fuck we're going to do this Sunday, but it'll be fun.
All right, noon to 2, Sully, Sundays.
Later, guys.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Right.
Yeah, man. I mean,
by the way, I'm told now, apparently, it's West Hartford. Big difference from Kelly.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. But all I know
Jesus
is this.
Jesus Christ.
All I know is it's Hartford. It was weird, like I said. You don't feel like you fit in. You definitely feel like everything. It just felt so out
everywhere
of place.
I went, I felt like I wanted to leave.
Yeah, it was very odd.
I was quiet most of the time. I was embarrassed to say my own thoughts because they weren't liberal enough.
Oh, no. Let's not even talk about...
That is by the so way, not you.
After the break, we're going to talk about how our table at the wedding hated us and we can't figure out why.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten into the wedding yet. We only talked about you guys' experience. I want to hear about the wedding. All right.
After the break.
We're going to go to break. We'll talk about their horrible wedding experience in Connecticut next. Dutch and Royce.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight, morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com, 24-7.
Yeah!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Sweet speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brainstew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or six duck-sized horses? J.H.
All right, I'm going to assume that's hypothetical, right? I mean... Right? But I'd have to answer neither, because a horse-sized duck is too terrifying to even contemplate. And duck-sized horses? How could you fight them? They're too adorable. I mean, seriously, picture them. All trying to eat one apple. Oh my god, that's too cute.
Urgent! How do I get protein stains out of cashmere? Scott.
Cold club soda. Don't rub it in. Let it soak. Then get to a dry cleaner's as soon as possible, but good luck. Cashmere is pretty hard to save, especially with semen stains. I know you said protein. I think we're all pretty clear on what you meant by that. Unless you meant gravy. In which case, still go with club soda. big fat slob.
Hey, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to It's More Like Radio.
Welcome back to Dustin Royce on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Also make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. Joel Dutch, H. Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, or Chim Heil.
Big ups to Punchy and Hammy for all the interviews and celeb sound drops they got at New York Comic Con this past weekend.
I guarantee they're going to be playing them ad nauseum at on Brain Stew.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, they did a really, really good job.
So make sure you listen in on Brain Stew this week.
Yep. Make sure there's a lot of stuff. And by the way, he keeps saying that he has a present for me for Hippo Juice tomorrow. Apparently, he got Kate.
No. I was going to play it tonight, but if he wants to do it for tomorrow, I'll save it for tomorrow.
No. What you have, you could play. But
no, it's the same thing.
To...
He sent the message to me and Mitch. Mitch, you got that one, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Oh, is it supposed to be tomorrow, tonight? No, I just said tomorrow because I thought it was tomorrow. If it's tonight, it's fine. I was just curious. Doesn't really matter. Well, he's in the chat. You could ask him.
Hammy, is it worth playing here, or do you want to play on Hippo Juice tomorrow? I mean, we're already talking about it now. Now I feel like we have to play it.
Now we're going to have to. Yeah, you're right.
Big AZ Rich is correct. Hammy and Punchy rule. They got really good drops for this stuff.
They did.
But they got liners from just everybody. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can't find it.
They did such a good job. They motivated me to want to go to Comic-Con next year.
Yep.
No, play for tonight. Okay, cool. All right, so Kate Azelton, I don't know how you say her name.
But she's the girl from the league.
She's the girl from the league, and Hammy and Punchy were able to get this drop from her. So listen to this real quick.
Hey, this is Katie Azelton from the league. You are listening to More Like Radio. I have a super crush on Royce, but his show Hippo Juice sucks.
Part is not nice. That's nice.
Oh, that rules.
I like the crush part, but I don't like that
she's. Oh, that's
you can
so
tell
funny.
She's a true fan, though, if she knows that.
Shut up, Mitch, you liar.
I listened to that. I actually sent that to Kelly because Kelly's a huge fan of the league. And, dude, she's an attractive woman.
Oh, my God. See the episode recently when she was in a bikini? Christ.
She's got that smoky party girl voice, too, because when she says, here, I'm going to play it again, but notice how her voice drops out when she says the word sucks, because just, yeah, here, listen.
Hey, this is Katie Azelton from the league. You are listening to More Like Radio. I have a super crush on Royce, but his show Hippo Juice sucks.
Yeah. Sucks. I think she's married to the guy that plays Pete, Mark Duplass or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hammy will tell you because he was at the presser. But
Okay.
Yeah. Super. Well, good. Crush. Good. She's my good. Now I got it. Marie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry.
New girlfriend.
Super crush on you, but apparently she thinks we suck. Oh, that rules.
Thank you, Hammy. Totes appreesh.
Yeah, Hamster and Punchy killed it. Like with the amount of. Oh God, is that her body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. She's a little thin, but wow. She's hot.
Right?
Does she have an Audi?
It looks a little.
No, no,
it looks
a little bit of both.
Maybe
an Audi. Yeah, it's a half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the top part is. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. She's hot. So
you know, and speaking of FX, before we move on real quick, you saw now there's a big uproar because now the guy that they cast to be in that 50 Shades of Grey movie, the dude from Sons of Anarchy, now he's not going to be in it.
Yeah, I guess they got a different guy to do it.
They haven't cast anyone else. Apparently, it was a conflict when they were going to film it between that and Sons of Anarchy or something.
Right,
shit like.
Yeah. I did see that. Well, why, though? Like, he'd be perfect for that role.
Yeah,
not that
I
didn't read the book. I'm just assuming he'd be perfect for that
role. Yeah, you did. See, now you got cuts.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't read it.
Perfect for that role.
I honestly, I'm trying to think. What was the last book that I read?
The Bible.
No, I think it was a Chuck Palahniuk book. Fire. It might have been either Invisible Monsters or Choke.
Ooh, Choke was awesome.
Choke was awesome. Yep. Movie did not do that book justice.
No,
a lot of people say that about Fight Club. And you know, I saw the movie first and I read the book later.
It's tough.
It's hard to put a full
it's
book.
It's a good book.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Chuck Palahniuk's my favorite man.
Yeah, Chuck Palahniuk's awesome.
Real quick, while the Chuck Palahniuk thing, have you guys read the Guts?
No.
It's a short story. It's three short stories that he had, and they're very short, but they're very descriptive and graphic of these horrible. Like, I'll just give you like a spoiler real quick if you guys haven't read them. One of these stories is about a kid who is trying to jerk off in a pool, so he put his asshole against the suck in intake part of the pool. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it actually ripped his entrails out. And the description on a first person level of that happening to a guy, like it's a fucked up concept, but that's one of these three stories, like just the most fucked up things. And it's so descriptive that when he goes on book tours, and this is how he promotes his new books, or at least he did when his latest book came out. I forget what it was, but
does he promote them by making boys stick their butts on the?
No, actually, people will pass out. People will literally pass out in readings.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I heard about this. Yeah, people pass out and like they puke and stuff.
And he loves it. Chuck Palahniuk's a freak like that. Like he loves nothing more than people have a visceral reaction to something that he wrote. Like just him sitting up there reading a description of something that he wrote, because these things hadn't been released, and he went on a book tour not reading passages from the book that he was promoting, reading these three short stories. And they're very short, and it worked perfectly for what he was doing, because it got the press of people passing, like literally convulsing, like from just descriptions of his horrific things that he wrote down. That guy rules. I think he's awesome. Because people always talk about dream interviews. I would love to interview Chuck Palahniuk. That would be like a dream interview of mine.
Of course. I'd love, he's fantastic.
Challenge him to make us throw up by talking.
Well, that'd be hacky if we tried to do that.
Why? All right. So we also have to eat something gross.
It's even worse. You're making it hackier.
And then we have to do
some sort of stunt where it's a really big, elaborate thing.
Yeah. Right.
We're in no chance of danger at all.
A Rube Goldberg machine.
Right. Or we have one of our producers call in, like the real caller, to ask him a question, but they do some kind of a hacky prank.
That'd be great. Like,
it's all an inside joke that nobody else gets.
Hey, you know Brad Pitt?
Those sound like great ideas. Hey, you should do all of them.
When you wrote Fight Club, how'd you know Brad Pitt was going to be in the book? Chuck? Chucky boy?
Not the movie, but the book.
How'd you know you were going to get the guy who played the Incredible Hulk 2 and fucking Brad Pitt were going to be in the book? How'd you know?
That'd Chuck? Be great. Dude, I would love to have a conversation with that guy just to hear. Because I've heard him in interviews. He's actually really engaging.
Mm-hmm. No, he's fantastic. You know, like I said, I won't even fight you.
A him writer and, captivate you?
And Bret Easton Ellis is another one. Bret Easton Ellis, the writer of American Psycho, and did a bunch of stuff. Now I'm blanking. But Bret Easton Ellis is fantastic.
All right.
An American Psycho.
Well, no, it's not interesting right now, our conversation. Let's get into listen to better music than you.
Listen to better word than us.
Apparently, so, we have an acronym now. So that's
cool. Oh, what's the acronym?
Listen to better music than you. WLTBMTY.
There you go. So, with the blimp, this week, we all three of us, no, actually, I think all four of us, we came to the table before the show because we generally only talk about 5 minutes before the show because that's the amount of time that it takes for us to actually stand each other. But, that's about right. We're like, okay, we listen to better music. I do too. All three of us, or four of us, I think, had the exact same song. So, Roy, set us up real quick.
Well, you want to give the title first before I play it, or how do you want to do this?
Give the title, and then I'll describe what it is.
All right. The name of the video is Allison Gold, Chinese Food.
Now, if you guys remember the Friday song.
Mm-hmm.
By Dutch,
what does that sound like? Would you happen to know?
I would. Yes, I. Of course, yeah, I do. What that is. It's Friday, now the guy who did this song, he does the same type of stuff. I mean, we talked about this years ago when this first came. Well, I guess 2 years ago. When did this song come out?
2 years ago.
Whatever. He's the same guy that does these videos with young white girls. And it's the same black guy where he inserts himself in the videos. But he does this production stuff where these rich parents will pay to have this music video and a terrible song created. And they obviously get a ton of hits. This particular video has 2,426,311 views already.
Is that all?
All I know is that I'm always hungry after I watch it.
It has 9,000 likes, 43,000 dislikes.
Actually, Dutch, when I found it a couple minutes before the show, it was at 2.5 million. It is now. We are an hour.
Oh, my God. Royce, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're an hour and 20 minutes into the show. It's 3 million views. We got 500,000
views. I just refreshed it. Yeah. Half a million views in the last hour.
Obviously, we just talked about it. All right, let's go ahead and play this.
Of course.
Ready?
All right. Alice? By the way, if you guys are listening in your car or whatever, like pull over and pull up the page of More Like Radio, hit the live link so you can actually watch the video along with us.
Right. And I'll pop it up on the YouTube also afterwards. All right, here we go. Alison Gold, Chinese food.
我宁可现在做个松饼，我告诉你，你就加些松饼粉，可能加个蛋。哎，今天所有的麦当劳。 The Chinese guy cooking food, obviously talking in Chinese.
Chinese?
The rainbow.
So she's the biggest racist in the world.
She loves Chinese food.
You got a 12-year-old Chinese.
You pause. Keep going.
The register.
You know the rules of this bit. No pausing.
Right.
How is that little girl handling the cash register? Shouldn't she have an adult?
Now I'm kind of hungry.
Well, I want to listen to these ingredients real quick. Hold on, listen. So good. By the way, you see all the different languages popping up in the bottom there with the scroll? It's all different languages that are popping up.
Why is that?
Because they're trying to
include it. Everybody can enjoy it.
Exactly.
Oh,
there's a panda bear. This is like slightly racist, I think.
More than slightly. Oh, now there's a panda bear in the restaurant?
That's her new friend that the fortune cookie said.
That panda bear is a pedophile. Just
anything is like she's got the 14-year-old teeth. We're like, all of them have popped out yet. Like, ugh.
Where she needs to rehab braces a second time.
Oh, he's rapping.
There's a black guy.
I'm just glad that Magoo from Timberland and Magoo still has a job.
He really has to insert himself into every one of these videos, right?
Dude, he's making millions doing this. He found his niche. I'll give him that. Because he has a deal with YouTube at this point.
He's just thinking he's going to make himself famous.
I know. I think that he found his niche. You make these creepy videos with 14 and 13-year-olds. Yeah.
Me Chinese play
Joe. Like, he is really pushing the envelope now.
On racism?
Well, just on everything. Like that bitch doesn't have pants on, and she's dancing around. Dude, it's,
I thought you were saying panda bear on the lyrics. Because there's
everything about this. A panda will fly array on array.
Wait.
Array. I start talking Chinese all of a sudden. No. What's up with all the different languages going on? And I love the fact that the cashier is also 12.
Well, because children.
Hold on, I'm going to hook
these videos.
Crank it, Royce.
Like, I wish I knew her feelings on Chinese food, though.
Love it.
You guys have seen the literal music videos where they, you know, redo the lyrics to music videos and just say everything that's happened. That's what this felt like.
Yep.
I'm walking, I'm eating Chinese food. Look at my egg roll.
Yeah. You know, I hate to say that I think Rebecca Black did a better job than her. Like, I don't feel like that there's any thought going into these lyrics.
You know what? I feel like, Royce, we should play the Rebecca Black Friday video.
No.
No?
No! No, that's dead.
But I just want a quick comparison.
Fine. Here you go. Fine.
Have you ever had a dream that you had...
No.
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Did he rhyme Chinese food with wanton soup?
Yes, I think he did. This guy, I mean, I don't know if this guy is a complete creep pedophile or a genius. Like, I'm trying
He's
to...
genius.
You think so?
He's a genius. He does not look like a creeper. He just looks like, I'm going to make myself famous whether America likes it or not.
Like, he's the king of the bad music video.
You know, I'm just sad because I had a video...
Didn't they have a Thanksgiving one?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
he
Royce,
likes
why
singing
you're
about food and Fridays specifically.
I had a video here that
holidays
that only has 4,000 views, and I think it's fantastic. It's going to be huge. I'm not even
kidding. We're getting on the ground floor.
It's called Benny Trung Fuck Jackie Chan. It's a rap battle against Jackie. Apparently, this Asian guy hates
Hold
Jackie
on.
Chan.
I just noticed something very subtle in this last video. Uh-huh. See, because he put in the Monopoly game, he got on Oriental Avenue. And then she got mad.
Borderline racist, man.
Like, that's my place.
All
to
Chinese
buy.
Women have sideways vaginas. Okay, Benny Trung, fuck Jackie Chan. Get ready for this battle rap, guys.
Let's hear it. Acme Crime Net.
Bitch ass motherfucker, this fuck boy. Man, what the fuck? Fuck Jackie Chan. Man, fuck him.
Hold on. Pause.
Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck.
Pause. Is that from Carmen Sandiego?
Yes.
I thought right. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
The black woman who was speaking, yes. Like that's from Carmen. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Yes! Score for Joel.
All right, we're starting this again because we're not supposed to pause.
Hold on a second. Like, who was that bitch? Like, it,
to kill this motherfucker.
Was it Acne Carmen?
Yeah, it was. I remember that. That was from
That's
where.
That's right. Look at that shirt.
Fuck Jackie Chan. Man, fuck him. Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck about Jackie Chan. Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck about Jackie Chan. Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck about Jackie Chan.
I'm starting to get the feeling that he's not a fan.
Wait for the rap. Hold on.
Fuck Jackie Chan. He's a fucking faggot. Benny Trung the ball. My flow's like magic. No ace though. Jackie Chan, you gay, bro. Benny Bone 8 hoes. Jackie Bone 8 bros. I saw the photos.
Jackie Chan, you gay, bro.
Why does he think that Jackie Chan is such a raging homosexual?
To my videos, damn, that's some gay shit. Watch out, three.
Do you want to see my penis?
Watch out, two. Gay shit. Watch out, one.
Gay shit.
Excuse me while I say.
I like how he says rush hour really fast.
You are a disgrace to your nation. I'm Jackie Chan. I know my own stuff.
Oh, that's a good impression.
I bone your host cunt. Playboy. I'm Jackie Chan, bitch. I'm a role model, bitch. I'm Benny Trung. I just bone your daughter. Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck Jackie Chan.
I like the little harmonies in the background where he's just going, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck him.
Benny Truong, baby. Fuck Jackie Chan.
This is such a desperate plea for attention from Jackie Chan. It's kind of like what Tex from the Red Show did with us.
Yep.
The reason Owen Wilson tried to kill himself. You a bad friend and you a fat man. Chris Tucker, that's your only black friend. You can and I got
now he's just stating facts.
Jackie, you went too far. Now you're food bar. Benny's on the bar, about to show your ass who's hard. Fuck around with me, you get cut like a coupon. Boy, you in the river with
cut like a coupon, that's good.
Yeah, cut like a coupon. Hammy says, I'm with this guy. Fuck Jackie Chan. More like radio. Fuck Jackie Chan.
Pew pew.
See, apparently like Jackie Chan is blowing this guy.
He's doing a 1994 diss track against somebody who doesn't care or would ever pay attention to it. Speaking of 1994, he's using a Carmen Sandiego reference with it. Bring it on, Benny, but no guns. Like, really?
Uh-oh, he's going to fight Jackie Chan now.
Dude, he looks like a fat, retarded Rosie O'Donnell, this guy. This Benny guy. Let's piss this Benny guy off so he'll make a rap song about us.
You don't like Benny Truong. I'm taking it.
Is that what it is? Benny Truong?
Benny Truong, bro.
I like his Top Gun hat with the handkerchief underneath.
But he is the Top Gun.
Look at his hat. Look, what is he?
He's dead.
No, I guarantee I'm too fast for him.
Benny Truong died, bro.
Is that how it ends?
Yeah, bro. Benny Truong's dead.
That's so Jackie worst. Chan won.
That is the worst
this,
fucking
this guy
music
wrote
video.
A rap about how he hates Jackie Chan, and in his own rap, Jackie Chan beat him.
Well, he's still Jackie Chan, bro.
I hate you right now for bringing this to the show. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was pretty bad.
Hey, man, you're lucky. You should have seen the K-pop video I had lined up.
Wait, I'm, like, angry right now.
You, well,
it wasn't
like
good.
That is terrible.
I had a K-pop video like
this. Nothing against you. I'm just saying that is bad. That's really bad.
Fuck Jackie Chan, bro.
That
you
is
know what's happened
terrible.
Tonight? When you're trying to go to bed, right before you go to bed, you're going to be falling asleep. You're going to hear,
fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck. You know what? You're right. Fuck you, man. Like, I hate you right now.
Fuck Royce's fucking Jackie Chan.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
It's only like 44,000 views. It doesn't have any views either.
Exactly. All right. I have something we did a while ago, and it was funny the time we did it. I don't know if it's going to make sense now. But I'll actually send you the video. celebrity meme tweets.
Ooh, I like tweets.
On Jimmy Kimmel, you know, like he gets the
where he has the actual celebrity read them.
Read the tweets that were directed towards them.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Launch share. Boom.
Share your screen, stupid.
Oh, you want me to just do that?
It's easier when you do that.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, let me get rid of this. Sorry, annotations off. Exit. Fill for me real quick.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Fuck.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Welcome.
Fuck Jackie Chan. Welcome. Fuck Jackie Chan. Did I fill enough?
There you go. Here we go.
I got more.
I bet you do.
Sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
Bet you do.
I press play and it's not going.
Fuck Jackie Chan!
You see this? 2 minutes. It's not going.
See, this is what happens when you let him try to do things, Royce.
Fuck Jackie Chan!
And now you've got Royce just saying fuck Jackie Chan because he's
Chan.
Nervous. Now he's nervous. He's selling for time.
Twitter battle. I thought it would be appropriate to introduce another edition of our popular segment, Mean Tweets. This is where we ask celebrities to read some of the terrible things people write about them on Twitter. We do this as a public service, and tonight, in honor of Kanye West's appearance, we bring you a special musician edition of Mean Tweets.
I hate when people ask me why I hate Selena Gomez. Like, I just do.
Fair.
John
Fair.
Legend seems like he cries after sex.
Jared Leto can suck my d-
That Demi Lovato song, Make It Stop, please.
I'd rather hear Morgan Freeman talk me through masturbation than hear Darius Rucker sing a power ballad.
Zach Brown Band, your music used to be good, and I could jam to it, but now it sucks major. Fix it, holy.
Lady Antebellum singing the national anthem actually kind of makes me hate America.
Pharrell looks like a sewer rat.
John Mayer looks like a booze-soaked turd wrapped in a Dumb and Dumber tux.
So Adam Levine is old.
I'm unfriending everyone on Facebook whose status update is Kid Rock concert was awesome. Have a little respect for yourself.
Mayor Hawthorne looks and sounds like a
Kesha is a crack whore.
You, Backstreet Boys,
suck my
This is
Big Sean, more like Big douche.
I don't know your music. Because I don't drive a pickup, and I don't sleep with my sister. Fair enough.
Katy Perry is the perfect example of fit, but annoying as
Lil Wayne looks like a crab apple. I don't know what a crab apple is. Oh, yeah.
My big question about the Fall Out Boy reunion crap is Pete Wentz still a
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Chainz looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
That's hilarious. There you go.
I love it, though. I love that they do that. Like, I love that the celebs that will actually do that.
Well, apparently there's a lot of them that'll do that. So
yeah, that was,
you love
that was
a lot
fantastic,
of celebrities.
Jimmy Kimmel rules, by the way. And by the way, did you guys see that? I don't have the video pulled up, and it just made me think of it. He got in a Twitter battle with Kanye.
Yep.
Did you see all that nonsense?
About what? No, I didn't see it.
Well, apparently, I guess he had some douchey interview, and Jimmy Kimmel had kids interact or read out douchey quotes from him from that interview.
Right. It was like a BBC interview or something.
Yeah, it was some pretentious thing he did for the BBC, and he just was babbling nonsense, and it didn't make any sense.
So they had kids, like 12-year-olds, you know, or even younger than that, like read the things.
Yeah, they were like seven. Yeah, they reenacted exactly what was said.
Sorry, really quick. Lil Wayne does look like a crabapple.
I just had to post a picture of a crabapple because I didn't really know what it looked like.
He does, though. Look at the picture. Kind of does look like a
But apparently, hold on a second. Let me see if I can find. I can't find it. My thing just locked up. Can somebody find the awkward interview? Actually, pull up the Jimmy Kimmel, like the things that he was said to him.
The actual Jimmy Kimmel one. I think I got it.
Yeah, the Jimmy Kimmel one where he first talks about how Kanye called him up and said. You need to stop talking about your show. You got it? Is the video worth playing or is it more audio?
It's all audio. It's more audio than anything
else. Yeah, let's
go
with that then.
It's just a monologue, really.
You got that part or you have the other one first? Sorry, man, my whole thing.
In my office, and he's very angry because of a bit we aired this week. He gave an interview to the BBC, and we had a kid actor take the words and reenact it. We just had the kids say the stuff Kanye said. And apparently this upset him. He called me. He said a lot of things. He told me I had two choices. Number one, apologize publicly. And that was really the only choice. The other choice he gave was that your life, he said, is going to be much better if you apologize. So, and then he started tweeting today. And I don't know if I've even seen some of these because they're happening as we speak. Let's say Kanye West is out of line to Jimmy Kimmel is out of line to try and spoof in any way the first piece of honest media in years. Okay. All right. What else do we have? Jimmy Kimmel, I don't take it as a joke. You don't have scumbags hopping over fences trying to take pictures of your daughter. I don't even know what that refers to. Okay. What else do we have here? Jimmy Kimmel, put yourself in my shoes. Oh, no, that means you would have gotten too much good.
Pussy.
I've seen the video. I know. You can't put yourself in my shoes. Your face looks crazy. Is that funny? Or if I had a kid say it, would it be funny? It might. I'd be more than happy to give it a shot if you like. What else do we have here? Should I do a spoof about your face? Are you having Ben Affleck? Which, by the way, was a spoof. I don't know if you thought that was the news, but hashtag no disrespect to Ben Affleck. Hashtag all disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of hash in those tags. Are there more of them? Oh, yeah, there are some more. Okay. I like you. You know me. I went to your family's wedding. He did come to my friend's wedding. And he was very nice at the wedding. What else do we have? Who you made it clear to me wasn't your family when I was on the phone with you 5 minutes ago, you manipulative media
motherfucker.
Yeah, it was my friend. It's not my family. What else do we have here? Sarah Silverman is 1,000 times funnier than you, and the whole world knows it. And what else? What else? Oh, there's a picture. Okay.
It's a picture of Jimmy making a silly face, by the way. And it says, no good pussy.
And this adorable little...
There's a SpongeBob.
By the way, does Kanye really think he's going to win against a comedian in a world of words?
Honestly, yes.
Yes.
He's that... I'm telling you, man, it's not an act. It's not shtick. He really believes what he says. I really think he thinks he is a genius. He compared himself to Einstein, like... He really is insane.
No, hold
really.
On now. Do you have the clips? I don't know if you have the full article. Sorry, man. I wish I would have pulled this earlier.
Of what, the kids?
No. Of him when Kanye actually went on a show like last night. Or
the show?
Last night or the night before?
A couple nights ago.
I'll see if I can find that one.
Yeah, you should find it.
I mean, it's a long interview, but like, dude, this guy, he's on his show ago? Said.
Yes.
Do you think it's worth playing the full five?
It's like 20. It's like 30 minutes long.
Oh yeah, that's right. Nah. Well, you can just skip through if you want to play a little bit.
Well, here's the thing: is that like the douchey part? I heard clips of it, like earlier this week. He literally on his show said, "I'm a genius, and people need to know this." Like,
he is.
And then like later in the interview, he said, "Yeah, I couldn't think of anything to say with that comeback because Jimmy, the brilliance of him." He was just bringing back his own tweets and shoving it in the face. So do you really think it looked like SpongeBob? He's like, I couldn't think of anything else to say. And then Jimmy looked at him and went, so you're a genius then. Jimmy did not back down 1 ounce with this. And I actually...
We could play a little bit of it if you want.
Go for it.
Mitch, you want to play it if you have it?
Yeah, I got it. Shut up. I'm just going to skip forward somewhere.
Cramden, Lauren?
It's really bad quality.
Is that a new grill you have there?
Yeah, they've been in my mouth for 3 years.
That one on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, it's good to see you.
Good seeing you, too.
I guess we should kind of talk about what happened, because I do think that... I think that somewhere in you want people to understand where you're coming from. Is that true?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So we did a sketch on the show where you did an interview with the BBC radio, and it was an intense interview. And I'll be honest with you, I only saw a couple of little parts of the interview when we did this sketch.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And which is not but in fairness, there was context to it, and we took it out of context, and we had a couple of little kids reenact it, which I didn't think would be something that bothered you. Actually, we have a little clip of it. Do you mind if we play so people understand what it's like?
I reached the point in my life where my Truman Showboat has hit the painting. I'm not trying to regurgitate myself. I'm a prime person. Not just clothing, but water bottle design, architecture, everything you can think about. Brought the little drunk fan 6 years ago to Fendi, and they said no. How many motherfuckers have you done seen with little drunk fans?
Now, I will tell you that. The truth is, the main reason that I did that is because I like to see kids curse. I think it's funny. And I think that...
I'm going to skip forward a little bit.
All that we just had as men where, you know, that elevates sometimes. You take a guy, you know, Jimmy, he does his thing and everything. I do my thing. And at a certain point, you know, these egos can flare up and everything. And then,
no,
you know,
your ego.
We kind of just took it back to high school for a little bit.
No,
and that's
your
that's
ego.
What happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Not his.
And I got beat up a lot in high school, so I didn't want to go back to high school. But, no, and this is something that, just to be honest with everyone, this is something that when you're with another celebrity, we complain about the zoo animal is a perfect, it's a perfect thing because there's just this kind of people online, especially just want you to click through. And so what they'll put, whatever they have to put as the headline to get you to click through and it can be damaging. And I think people look at you and they go, this is a guy who's got millions of dollars.
Blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Yeah. We don't have any, hold on. Pause it. We don't have any isolated clips. So we're just listening to shit now.
I'm playing when South Park made fun of Kanye West with a gay fish song. You remember this, Dutch?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Come on. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me. And now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish. Gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish. Gay fish, I'm a fish, yo. Coming on a gay fish. It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish. Gay fish. All those lonely nights.
Bro, gay fish.
Gay fish.
I don't get it. You don't even get the joke. That's the problem.
Dutch, do you like fish sticks?
I guess, yeah.
You're a gay fish.
You're a gay fish because you like fish sticks.
Why am I a gay fish? I don't get it. Okay.
You like fish sticks.
Gay fish.
I don't know why I like gay fish.
I don't know why you like gay fish either.
Yeah. Meh.
Maria, are you bored with everything so far?
No.
I remember you talking literally in the last half hour.
I was looking for animated GIFs of Kanye West explaining how a gay fish doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. It's weird when Marie doesn't talk for like long periods of times. Like it will happen. No, it's not. It is weird because I love when you contribute, but like it when you go for long periods of time without talking, it's just awkward for me.
Sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to listeners. They love you. They hate us. They love you. When was the last hateful tweet or email you got?
Oh, never.
Okay. My last one was from
Daily.
You.
Daily, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, Royce, when was your last one?
I don't know, like
3 hours ago was mine.
Okay, so what? I haven't checked Twitter.
3 hours ago.
Probably during the show.
Dude, you suck. Shut up and stop pressing buttons.
Okay.
The most hateful thing I got.
They love you.
Recently, last night, I posted because I was trying to go to bed and I was sad that I scrolled through my entire timeline and ran out of cute kitty and puppy photos to look at. And so I tweeted how sad it was. And so some people responded back with pictures of dead cats.
Well, by some people, you mean me.
Somebody sent me this. I just posted as a guest. That was me, though. Somebody sent here and a bunch of swastikas to me on Twitter. I mean, I guess that's, is that good or bad? I don't know what that means. Seriously, I don't even know what that means.
Maybe it was pinwheels. Maybe they were sending you a series of pinwheels because they're playful.
Oh. So Hitler was just being playful.
No, no, no. He was being hateful.
Then why the pinwheels on the flag?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
All I'm saying is, if you're going to put pinwheels on your flag, I'm expecting it to be a fucking carnival country.
But yes, Dutch, you have a very good point. I don't get a lot of hate mail.
People love you.
But
people do not take kindly to me.
Well, that's because you yell that they're sex offenders in the middle of the street when they're not.
How do you know? Hold on. Wait a second. How do you know he wasn't?
Because he didn't say to us that he was a registered sex offender.
That's not how it works. Here's the reason why. It's because Marie's attractive. That's the reason why. 100%. Because 90% of our listeners are males, and they see Marie. They love her because she's brutal, and she's very funny, and that she's, you know, very much. No, she's a piece of shit. Let's be honest here. She's an asshole.
Hey.
And they love that about her. And the fact that she's a hot chick, like, that happens to work in her favor.
Yeah, but you're right.
Happens to. But, yeah. It's really weird. Why would that ever work in anyone's favor? No one's ever been successful from being good looking.
Not on this radio show. Look at me. I'm still in the doldrums with you idiots. I should have been passed up years ago in the upper ranks.
You're fluffing yourself. Everyone knows you're hard six.
Hard six.
That's why I love Marie. That was very quick. Good job.
Bring reality, homeboy. Bring them back down.
Oh, that was great. Down.
You just think you're above everybody else.
Hey, Dutch, guess what? You're a Porsche, but you know what? You're a Boxster. So relax.
What month is it? It's October. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna burst the bubble real quick. Here's a fun little botch from Marie.
I don't know. I think as the comments go on, they ramble more as the people are trying to evaluate and get philosophical.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. I'm just going to type until something comes out.
I just want Marie to try that word again.
No.
Okay.
The next one is from...
Oh, yeah? Well, I will counter that with my latest tweet that I posted right before. It's on Instagram, so I'm not going to translate it, but you can click through. I just posted a little, like, hey, selfie, because, you know, sometimes I'm just like, selfie.
Hold on, post a link in the chat room.
I posted it. It's just the Instagram link, because Instagram doesn't translate well.
Right.
But... I was feeling pretty good. I'm like, well, you know, I've been working out, you know, trying real hard to lose some weight before the wedding.
Yeah, your head looks weird.
I need to pick me up.
Well, it's
blurry.
Everything is good, but your head.
Yes, speaking of that.
But it doesn't matter.
Your head looks weird.
Can you, Marie, can you take more pictures, but a little bit closer? I need more Photoshop pictures of you.
I was going to say, here's the brilliance of Marie. She knows that you guys will Photoshop her head onto things, so she makes her head blurry and the rest of her fine.
No, not even that. You know, you got to understand. And then during the wedding, she goes, I need to lose more weight. I look like a linebacker compared to the other.
I did look like a linebacker compared to the other ladies. Yes, I did.
Oh, it is Connecticut women.
Well, no, they're not from Connecticut. It was actually most.
By the way, if I'm thinking about it, you are Florida hot, I would say.
The table that we were sitting at, Dutch.
I can't tell if that's a compliment or not.
Exactly. This is how I roll. I leave everything open ended. So
the table we were sitting at hated us
very much.
I mean,
so.
Hated us. We don't know why, but we were sitting.
I know why.
By the way, Marie, I can see underwear lines there.
Why did they hate us?
You're wearing yoga pants. You can't wear underwear like that.
Sure, I can. I'm doing it right now.
No, you can't.
I'm doing it.
And make your face more not fuzzy so we can see it.
Why?
I love that it bothers you.
That really bothers me.
Why?
You're just going to do panty lines and blur faces.
It's the worst picture you could possibly take and post of you.
Yep, and that's what I do.
You look terrible.
I think I look fine.
I hate a towel on the door. I hate everything about this fucking picture.
I had just gotten changed for bed.
The empty Aquafina bottle on the back. Like, this is the worst picture I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep.
I hate Marie right now.
Empty your trash, you whore.
I was about to say that, bitch! Dude!
It really looks like one of the pictures that
Empty your trash, you whore.
it really looks like one of the pictures that the Cleveland kidnappies were taken.
Right. Oh, this is the worst. I hate your pictures. You take the worst selfies ever. Marie's the worst selfie picture person ever. Oh, my God.
And it doesn't matter.
It does matter because I hate you.
It doesn't matter, though.
No, it does matter.
No, it doesn't matter because I can post as many terrible selfies as I want and no one says anything
and
bad.
All the listeners love it and we secretly hate it. Like, oh God.
I don't secretly hate it. I publicly hate it secretly.
Okay.
There's no secret about it. I publicly
hate it secretly.
Secretly. Fucking secret.
Oh,
here.
Shut up, Royce. You're like the king of selfie now.
No.
Well, it is Instagram. It's all selfies all the time.
I hate selfies. I really
it
do.
It is, but it's actually the real reason is in Marino's the real reason.
I do know.
T Fury, me and E-Rock are trying to run a scam. If we take enough pictures of our T Fury shirts, they're going to give
scam.
Us. They're going to give
can't
us.
Can't see it.
They're going to give us free shirts. We're trying to get free shirts.
Oh, is that their new Twitter bit now?
That's why. If you notice on Instagram, whenever I take a picture, I tag with my new at T Fury shirt.
And E-Rock loves a good free shirt.
Yup. Everyone. Who's in the free shirt?
Dude, by the way, were you guys hanging out with him recently?
Yeah, we hung out with him.
Hold on. Does he want to keep this under the vest like everything else? Or
there's nothing hidden about this. We had dinner.
Secretive.
Yeah, no, this is nothing. We had dinner with him the other night. We just hung out with him.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
How was that? How was his wife, though? Like, I heard she was hot.
Yeah. I mean, To be fair to Dutch, everyone in radio dates out of their league. You know that.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
I mean,
yeah,
no, period. I mean, end of story, period.
My girlfriend's way hotter than me. Marie obviously is like 14 levels above you.
It's insane. It shouldn't be. But it's fine. I mean, I'll take it.
Personality rules over above everything.
I'm telling you, man, it's fine. I'll take it. Fine with me. I don't give a shit. That means I have to try less. Works for me.
Sherry only likes me for my beard.
Yeah.
No.
She told me that today, actually.
Is that what she said?
She said she was thinking about
I love
my
Sherry, by the way. Sherry's out of her mind,
today.
And she's fun.
She told him that during sex, which is...
Wow. She's in the middle of fucking him, and she's just like, you know... She grabbed hold of it with two hands and went, this is the only reason I'm fucking you right now.
I'd rather...
This is mine!
I'd rather have you lose your mediocre dick than that beard and start shaking him.
If he shaved his beard off, she would just... gather the beard trimmings and try to tape it back together.
No!
That's where he gets his strength from.
You don't understand. It's all he has. He has nothing else.
I love hearing Sherry in the background, by the way.
Hey,
like,
hey Dutch, have you seen the chat room? My two friends, Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yes. Sully is now proving that Royce is the king
Dutch.
Of the arm flex
Dutch,
selfies.
Dutch, Thumb and Louise.
Oh, my God. I hate you. Why would you take pictures of this?
No.
And then not only that, but, like, let other show hosts see it. Like, what's wrong with you?
Don't you understand? And Sully will attest to this. I do it on purpose. I name them every time.
No, you
I post
don't. Them. You don't do.
Yes, I do. Okay,
you do it on purpose, but it's not as a joke. It's for real because you're
Dutch,
weird.
Dutch, you know what the problem is,
you're
Dutch?
A weird person, man.
You know what the issue is,
I love
is,
you,
Dutch?
But you're weird.
You know what the issue is, Dutch?
What's the issue?
Jealousy.
What?
Jealousy.
Because your biceps aren't as big as his biceps.
Is that what it is?
What it is.
What you guys got to do is a bench off contest.
Hey, you want to see my dick, bro?
Yes. No, no, actually, yes. I want to see your dick.
No one's ever said yes before.
What do I do?
I don't know what to do. Now I'm scared.
The only way to settle this is to see who can lift more weight than the other person.
And the person who wins has to show them their dick. Okay, I lose.
Dutch.
I want to see your dick. No, I want to see your dick.
Dutch.
Royce!
Dutch.
For like 5 years, I want to see your dick already.
Dutch.
Yeah, why haven't you shown him his dick?
Because I'm waiting for our wedding night, Marie.
Oh, of course.
You're safe.
I've shown Marie my balls. Like, I didn't at least see your dick.
Yes. Dutch, you've seen, everyone at east of the Mississippi has seen your balls.
Well,
that's
true.
Because of you.
It's true.
Well, to be fair, but I'm going to post it on 4chan because you know what? You send me
you mean these ones?
They go. This
okay,
is
you know what, Mitch? That's not. Okay, fine. It's a good looking picture of my balls.
It's a good looking picture of my balls.
You want to
see?
It looks good.
Your balls are a hard six.
Mitch, can you put it in the chat so they can look at this?
Your okay. balls are hard. Marie, good job. I love that one. That was good.
Jesus.
I wouldn't even know how to identify good-looking balls.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, all balls look terrible.
Here's the thing. Good balls are tight balls. The ones that don't, like, sag, yeah. but they kind of suck yes. up in.
Mine suck up in unless like you tease them in the center with like a pair of panties, touch, like this picture describes.
Or if you're ever like sitting in the tub. Lord. And the warm water makes the balls like hang a little lower because like
nah, your
balls.
Yours are like Zeppelins. I feel like I feel like those things just kind of float and like hang up a lot higher than they should.
They actually don't. Believe it or not, I have very normal.
Mitch, are you with me? I feel like he has air balloon balls.
I don't.
Wait, who?
Royce.
Air balloons.
They just big old saggy.
Bigger than they should be.
Yes.
Like they hang lower than his dick does.
Like the way we want to see a girl's vagina, like the nice fat pussy type vagina, like he has that for balls. And no girls like that.
Dutch, first off, I don't like the fact that you described it perfectly.
One of them hangs like an inch lower than the other.
Well, actually, I have a legitimate question.
Actually, my balls are like a fade. They're high and tight.
I have a legitimate question. Should balls be triangular? If not, he needs to see a doctor.
What, just the
triangular
balls in like top dick part, or just the balls? Balls.
Just the balls.
Oh yeah, see a doctor.
They're like two pyramids.
Immediately see a doctor.
Weird.
Let's get out of here.
I call them the ninth wonders of the world. tenth wonders of the world.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. To hey, TNR.
Dutch. You know what I call my dick?
What do you call your dick? The Sphinx.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's my there's my balls. Well, that was, to be honest, that was like me gripping them like angrily and taking pictures of it.
Gripping them angrily.
Well, oh, I hate that picture because I mean, look at your desktop in the background and all those cords everywhere.
Yeah, and throw out your trash, bitch.
By the way, that's my desktop. No, that's actually not a desktop. That's a that's my woofer to my speaker system.
Oh, it works. What the hell, right.
By the way, history facts, so you learned something on the show today.
I don't know what that is.
Woofer comes from medieval times when they needed speakers. They would put a dog inside of a box and then shake it. That's why it was called the woofer.
By the way, the feed dropped off for everybody.
What feed?
It's still... The server's not kicked in.
Yes, it... Okay, fixed it. Oh, no. Voskast is doing maintenance tonight at midnight. I just remembered.
Okay, oh, really? So nobody's going to hear this except for the podcasters?
No, they are. Ustream, it's still going. It's still going. Anyone listening to Ustream, still crack it. Anyway,
hold on. Go to Ustream.
Aren't we just wrapping things up?
We're wrapping it up, you know. But, you know, we want to.
I know. I just wanted people to hear our awesome outros.
Everything. We need attention at all times. Or the voices in my head make me sad. Dutch, come on.
Sorry, I just want people to hear there are awesome, amazing outros. Okay, Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm a Florida hot and I don't get hate mail.
Okay, Mitchell.
I am better than you because I stay up until terrible hours in the morning and yell at my TV while my girlfriend tries to sleep.
Like tonight.
All right.
Probably.
Sherry, quickly, get on mic. Why are you better?
What? Say something. Say something into the mic.
Get over to the mic, Sherry, properly.
Say something.
He's just dragging her like she's a woman.
Say something. Why are you better?
I got nothing.
Oh, Dinah Whitebeard.
Oh. Hey. All right. Go ahead, Royce.
Oh, hey. Oh. I am better than you.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
And I am better than you because I had literally 15 stories and topics to get to, and we never got to a single one of them.
Hey, send them to me, so
that is good radio, my friends. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week on Dutch and Royce.
Welcome to the final feature.